Tonight in Las Vegas, the Democrats hold another presidential debate. Madeline Brand is there. She's going to bring us the highlights tomorrow. But right now, a little preview. Madeline, there are these debates almost every week now, I think. Why has day-to-day gone off to Las Vegas to cover this one?
Well, Alex, I'm not going to get into what stays in Vegas and what happens in Vegas and all that, but seriously, the Nevada is becoming more and more important because it's moved its caucus up to January 19th, and so that means it's really early on in this process.
Right after Iowa and New Hampshire.
Yes, and it's the first caucus in the West. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, he's a Democrat, he's from Nevada. He really pushed for this. Alex, tonight the candidates will be before a live audience here at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. I'm here now. CNN is sponsoring it, and its correspondents will be asking a lot of the questions, but also a lot of the questions will come from the audience, from regular Nevadans. And Alex, I wanted to find out what some of those questions might be, what their concerns are. And so I sat down with one of Nevada's leading political analysts. His name is John Ralston. John Ralston, welcome to Day to Day.
Hi.
Well, we're in the West. It is just outside. It is different than Iowa and New Hampshire. It's 90 degrees, I think, today here in the middle of November. So it's different climate-wise. How is it different politically?
Well, I think the big difference is not so much issues, but unlike Iowa and New Hampshire, we're not boring. I mean, Nevada, Las Vegas, one of the craziest places in the world. And I have to tell you, I always get this question about what do we care about that's different? We care about the same things. You look at the polling that's been done here, war in Iraq, healthcare, the economy. It's not like some strange things, like we care about showgirls and their lives. People here are the same as people in Iowa and New Hampshire. You know, we actually are a state.
You are? Well, you weren't for a long time.
No, not until 1864, and they didn't want to let us in then either.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was doing a little reading on the history of Nevada, and until recently, there were very few people here. Now, of course, a different story.
Well, and one of the reasons that Nevada is a good place to have this, and one of the arguments is it's such a dynamic community in southern Nevada, in Las Vegas. I've been here 23 years. The town has more than doubled, and the population mix has changed a lot, too. One of the fastest-growing Hispanic populations in the country, up to almost a quarter of the population now. It's also got a very diverse labor base. You have all the casino workers, but you also have construction workers. That's a huge industry here in a right-to-work state, which is kind of anomalous. It's very strange. And we also happen to have this guy who's the majority leader of the U.S. Senate who has a little bit of power and was able to get the caucus here. And those are really the three reasons, all of which make us completely different from Iowa and New Hampshire in a completely different region of the country.
Okay, so you are different. You're not the same, as you sort of said earlier.
Are you accusing me of flip-flopping within 5 minutes of the interview? My goodness, I feel like I'm running for something. I think the people here are very different in terms of the kinds of jobs they have. But what people care about here, I'm saying, is the same as it is in Iowa and New Hampshire.
This debate, there'll be questions from the audience, from regular Nevadans. And what kind of questions do you expect them to float?
You know, it's going to be interesting to hear that. I do think that hopefully I'll be proven right, that they'll ask the same kinds of questions that people in Iowa and New Hampshire were. But I think there's some nervousness about whether these Nevadans are going to sound as intelligent as the so-called sophisticated voters of Iowa and New Hampshire. But I think we will do fine. I think they will ask about jobs and wages. And you will get questions on health care. Health care has been a huge issue in this state.
Now, Nevada is a swing state, and it's gone with the winning presidential candidate in every election since 1912, except for one. So the Democrats are here. They have offices here. There's a debate here. Where are the Republicans?
It's a good question. In fact, I asked the Republican National Committee chairman that, and he didn't have a very good answer. I think the answer to that question is this, is the Democrats got started much earlier in this state. Harry Reid got this caucus here. The Republicans then played a Me Too game several months afterward, and so they weren't really focused on it. Democratic candidates were immediately energized about this. They know that they have to win a state like Nevada. Since Lyndon Johnson won the state, only one Democratic candidate has won the state. That's Bill Clinton. Every other Democratic candidate has lost, and every other Democratic candidate has won in Clark County, where Las Vegas is, but lost the rest of the state. That's the real anomaly about Nevada, is you have this Democratic base in the South, and there are almost no Democrats in the rest of the state, and the rural counties in Nevada often will determine the winner of statewide races, including the race for president.
That was Nevada political analyst John Ralston. We heard speaking with Madeline Brand in Las Vegas. Madeline, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You're co-hosting the show from there.
I am. I look forward to it, and I'll speak to you then. Bye, Alex.
Thank you.